But first of all, this morning I caught up with Professor David Southworth, the Royal Astronomical Society's president. I started by asking him about the history and aims of the RAS.
Well, it's the Professional Society of Astronomers. It's been in existence for nearly 200 years, founded by William Herschel in 1820. It really looks after the professional standards of astronomers, but increasingly looks after making the general public aware of how important astronomy is to our nation as a whole. And that's something that perhaps seems a little obscure because, you know, astronomers stay up all night staring at the stars. In fact, that's not quite the truth. Really, the technology that we use and the science we do is really fundamental in the long term to the science and technology health of our country. So it's very important we get that message across.
And of course, the RAS is also the professional body for geophysics as well. What's the connection between astronomy and geophysics?
Well, they're both big science. The Earth is pretty big. I mean, I know the universe is bigger. But geophysics is very, very similar in that the science is often the same kind of science, using physics and chemistry and indeed nowadays biology. Geophysics came into the Astronomical Society about 100 years ago, and the merger is not always perfect because sometimes you want to look up rather than down if you're an astronomer. But there's a lot of cross-fertilisation possible, and in fact that's become more so in the last 20 years simply because of the discovery of exoplanets. If we're going to look at life on planets elsewhere, we had better understand our own planet right. And so geophysics fits right in there because geophysics is about a planet about which we can know an awful lot.
And looking at the schedule for NAM, we're going to be learning a lot more about exoplanets this week. What for you is the special place of NAM in the RAS year?
Well, it's the annual event. It's really somewhere where we all get together. I think it's very important in giving us a sense of community. Now, that isn't that you can't go to the Burlington House meetings and so on, but they tend to be specialist meetings. This tackles everything in astronomy. And so it's a great time for particularly students and postdocs to feel part of a wider community. You know, if you're studying in Portsmouth and you come to St Andrews, it's a very long way, but you're in the same country and you're in the same community. And so it's very, very important to build up this sense of belonging to a wider community, because when you finish your postdoc or when you finish your PhD, where are you going to go? Well, you maybe will go abroad, but eventually most of us want to come back to the British Isles. So very important to feel part of the wide community in the British Isles, which is what NAM serves as, moving around the country, pulling in scientists from all over the country, and indeed always a few big names from Europe and from the United States. So it becomes a sort of world meeting in a way. It's a very, but I think it's the parochial aspect, the British Isles aspect, that really is its most important thing.
And you hinted there that of the 560-odd delegates here this week, a lot of them will obviously be at early stages in their career. So it's a very important networking opportunity for them.
Yes, I was avoiding the word networking because, you know, I don't want it to feel aggressive. You know, I mean, when you're doing your PhD or whatever, you network without knowing it, because you network by joining in the soccer tournament or by, you know, talking to the person sitting next to you in the session or asking the way to the next session you want to go to. That's actually networking. If you make it networking, it sounds a bit managerial, and at least when I was doing my PhD, I didn't want to be managerial. It's something comes later in life. So yes, of course, it's a wonderful networking opportunity, and that's indeed what you do. You meet people from places that outside your normal orbit, let's say, in astronomical terms, but you realise you have things in common, and also you remember people and you may meet them later in your career. That's what networking's about.
I guess a lot of the PhD students here might meet their future boss for a postdoc, or a lot of postdocs might find their next postdoc here.
Exactly, yes. Or indeed, and I think this is also very important, because there's such a range of sessions, topics on display, so to speak, particularly with the fact we have plenary lectures, they're a wonderful way to think, oh, well, you know, I'm enjoying myself on my PhD, but maybe if I slide sideways, there's life elsewhere, if you see what I mean. You know, that is, it can broaden your mind and, you know, you may not meet your future boss, but you might meet your future topic.
That was Professor David Southworth, the Royal Astronomical Society's president.